This is Talk of the Nation. I'm John Idsty in Washington. Tomorrow, any discussion about African American history inevitably includes a list of those who are the first. Join Neil Conan for a look at this unique achievement and responsibility. Next on Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Today is President's Day, a celebration of two of America's most well-known presidents, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. And for us, it's a chance to talk about a president who doesn't get much attention. Rutherford B. Hayes was our 19th president, and the story of how he got the job is the subject of a new book. As the story goes, Hayes stole the 1876 election from his Democratic opponent, Samuel Tilden, in a dispute over vote counts in, among other places, Florida. Sound familiar? Joining us on the phone from his office in Chattanooga, Tennessee, to talk about this political debacle is Roy Morris, Jr. His book on the Hayes election is titled Fraud of the Century. Mr. Morris, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So Tilden and Hayes, who were these guys?
Well, Samuel Tilden was the Democratic governor of New York, and Rutherford B. Hayes was the Republican governor of Ohio.
Right, and Tilden was something of a reformer, made his name chasing Boss Tweed out of Tammany Hall.
Exactly. He was elected governor of New York in 1874 primarily because of his efforts to crack the Boss Tweed ring in New York. And in 1876 was the prohibitive choice to run for president.
And what was Rutherford B. Hayes' claim to fame?
Well, Hayes, in 1876, Hayes was something of a political dark horse. He was not expected to get the nomination, but because the front runner that year was Congressman James G. Blaine of Maine, and Blaine had run into some problems about some fraudulent railroad claims of his own. So Hayes managed to get the nomination on the seventh ballot in Cincinnati, and his credentials were that he was a three-term governor of Ohio, and he had a spotless record personally. So he was a very lucky choice for the Republicans in 1876 when there was so much call for reform of the government.
Right. This election came at the end of the scandal-plagued Ulysses S. Grant administration. What was the campaign like?
Well, the campaign was really a very dirty campaign. The Tilden and the Democrats hoped to run on the issue of reform, but the Republicans quickly made the issue one of what they call waving the bloody shirt, in which they warned Union veterans in the North that if Tilden was elected, the Confederates, Democrats in the South would take over the federal government and totally reverse the outcome of the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. And November 7th, the votes were cast and counted, and what was the verdict the next morning?
Well, both Hayes and Tilden went to bed that night thinking that Tilden had been elected. Tilden had the modern equivalent of about 1.5 million more popular votes than Hayes. But Republican operatives in New York City immediately decided to challenge the election returns in three southern states that were still controlled by Reconstruction governments. Those states were Louisiana, South Carolina, and Florida.
Mm-hmm. And what ensued was not unlike what happened in the 2000 election with Florida, right?
Exactly. Supporters of both candidates rushed to Florida, and there were several weeks of hearings and wheelings and dealings before the Republican Election Commission in Florida threw out enough of Tilden's votes to give that state to Hayes.
Right.
At the same time, Republican election commissions in Louisiana and South Carolina did the same thing.
And ultimately, it was really Louisiana that turned the tide, right? What happened there?
Right. In South Carolina and Florida, the election was very close, and you could make an argument either way. But in Louisiana, Tilden was ahead by about 7,000 votes, and it took a lot of wheeling and dealing to throw out enough of his votes to give the state's electoral votes to Rutherford B. Hayes.
And then what happened was it all came back to Washington and an election commission, isn't that right? You got two certificates from each state claiming electoral votes, and it had to be decided by a commission.
Exactly. What happened was that the Republicans controlled the U.S. Senate, and the Democrats controlled the House of Representatives, and neither side wanted the other to be able to rule unilaterally on which set of electoral ballots to receive from those three southern states. So what they finally agreed on a compromise in which they named a 15-man electoral commission to look into the issue and rule on the ultimate winner.
Right, and the make of that commission was a bit controversial, right? They tried to make it a commission where there would be 15 votes with the swing vote, seven Republicans, seven Democrats, and one independent. Didn't turn out that way.
No, it didn't, because at the last minute, the independent candidate, the Justice of the Supreme Court, David Davis, was elected to the U.S. Senate from Illinois, and he resigned mainly to get out of having to serve on the Electoral Commission, and that left only Republicans on the Supreme Court to be to choose from in his place. So what you amounted to was eight Republicans and seven Democrats on the Electoral Commission, and as you can imagine, when all the votes were taken, every vote came out 8-7 in favor of the Republicans.
Right, and so a single Republican member of the Supreme Court actually managed to decide the election.
That's right. That was Justice Joseph Bradley, and in fact, there was some talk among Democrats that Bradley had intended to vote for Tilden, but at the last minute had been visited at his home by shadowy Republican figures who either bribed or cajoled him into changing his vote on the commission.
There was also the vote finally had to go through the House of Representatives, and there was some idea that Democrats might filibuster it. But there's the accusation that Democrats from the South made a deal with Hayes that if they did not filibuster, he would remove federal troops from the South.
That's right. There were a lot of talks going on between Hayes's representatives in Washington and Southern Democrats. The most famous took place at the Wormley Hotel in Washington, D.C., right before the final days of the decision. And assurances were given to the Southern Democrats that Hayes would remove the troops from the final Southern states under Reconstruction, which were Louisiana, South Carolina, and Florida.
And in fact, that happened. The federal troops were removed afterwards, and it was really the end of Reconstruction and the beginning of segregation in the South.
Exactly so. Probably Tilden, almost definitely Tilden would have removed the troops as well, but Southern Democrats were more interested in getting the troops out of the South than they were getting Tilden elected president, and that gave Hayes and his people the opening they needed to win the election.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Roy Morris, Jr. is a Civil War historian. He's the author of Fraud of the Century. He joined us from his office in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.